At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. This show is brought to you by DraftKings, and we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Starting this hour off talking NBA playoffs, the card tonight, and the one on Saturday as well, as professional sports bettor Aaron Renning joins the program now on the Progressive Guest Line. ER, good morning today. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. And Mitch, the card today, not tonight. So obviously the oddity with the NBA playoffs today.
Yeah. No kidding. Good one. But let's begin with the card on Saturday night based on what took place last night in Game 3 with the Lakers going down up in the first quarter, up in the first half, and then the third quarter just got away from them and the adjustments took place and the body language. Paulie and I both think that the body language was just abysmal and told you everything you needed to know where their heads might be at for Game 4. What do you make of the number? Have you done anything with that game yet, ER?
It's just interesting with this Lakers. You know, I've been coming on your show all year. I said I've been anti-Lakers. You know, obviously with the head coach, and as you mentioned, if you know, after they got beat in Game 2, you know, if they're not blaming the head coach or the refs or whatever, you just kind of do wonder where this team is mentally and physically. You know, that was the thing about last night. I don't think anybody mentioned, but they had been on the road for 2 weeks. You know, they went to Memphis, they went to New Orleans, two big games. You know, they had played more games than anybody this year, obviously with the in-season tournament, winning that, and then obviously the play-in tournament. You have to go down to New Orleans, win two games, go to Denver. You finally come back home last night. I give them credit. I mean, they showed up. They played better than I would have thought in that first quarter, really first half last night. But I was confident. I bet Denver. I'll come back and bet Denver again. But, you know, you just think about everything the Lakers have gone through this year. You know, down 0-3, I thought Game 2 when they blew, you know, up by 20, LeBron played great. Davis was really, really good in that game. Russell played good. You know, up by 20, you still get beat. I thought that was a season right there. So to think that this team's going to show up Saturday to want to get on a plane and go back to Denver, boy, I'd be surprised if they won that game on Saturday.
Totally agree. Good point about being stuck on the road as well. Plus, Denver's beat them 11 in a row, and they're talking trash about it as well. Let's stay with the Saturday games. Celtics up to 9.5. Now, okay, Miami hits 23 threes, and Spoelstra's so good. Now we'll see the adjustments the Celtics can make. Porzingis certainly was horrible. What do you think now? Boston going on the road, Game 3 series tied at 1.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a mismatch from a power rating perspective. That's why you get a line that's 14-15. Keep in mind the Celtics were up by, 34 points in game one. Obviously, you give all the credit to Miami, but, you know, they shot unbelievable. 23 of 43 from three-point land. I mean, most any team, you know, Charlotte's going to beat Boston if they shoot like that in the NBA game. So very difficult to duplicate that, especially when you look at the personnel Miami has. So again, Spoelstra's great. It is, you know, put him up against anybody, a great win for them. But boy, it's just hard to duplicate that. It is probably kind of a bounce. And you would think this would be somewhat of a wake-up call here for Boston. Again, they just lay over them on talent. You don't have a real strong home court here with Miami. I honestly thought this would have been double digits. It's getting close to that, but I laid it here with Boston.
All right, good discussion here. Great to talk to one of the best NBA bettors in the world, Aaron Renning, our guest. Take us through a couple games here Saturday. Why the Pelicans, small home dog down 0-2 after getting annihilated in OKC? Take us through your thinking here with the Pelicans now, game three.
I think it's similar to Orlando last night.
Okay.
I bet Orlando around the world, as I call it, in the NBA playoffs. I didn't do that with Philadelphia the Lakers last night down 0-2. I did it with Orlando. I'm going to do it here with the Pelicans, first quarter, first half in game. And, you know, with Oklahoma City, this is obviously a very young team. I think it is probably the youngest team in the playoffs. It's the first road game for a very young team. And, you know, when you watch them, they're probably not quite where they need to be from a physical standpoint. From a height perspective, I mean, the Pelicans have them by, they're just a taller, lankier team. Let's face it, the Pelicans were embarrassed somewhat like Orlando was. They could beat 124-92 the other night. You know, Thunder just made every shot in mm-hmm. that game, 59% from the field, 48% from three. So you would expect, you know, obviously if the Pelicans are going to show up, it's going to be early and come back from that embarrassing loss on a pretty good home court here. So I'll take the Pelicans.
Around the world. I love it. What do you want to do with the Cavaliers in the Magic game? Do you think the Cavaliers bounce back? That was hideous last night.
Oh, boy, it was. I was happy to see it. It was funny because...
Did you have the Magic around the world?
Yeah, I did. You know, Orlando was obviously, it was men against boys the first two games. It really was. I didn't come with any kind of huge bet on the Magic because, boy, I did not like some of the things I saw in game two. And it's hard to come back with them. But, boy, they did take the money. And it was funny because, you know, the Magic had played so poorly in those first two games, and they started out the same. They missed 10 of their first 11 shots in that game.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, here we go again. And then they just hit everything. And, you know, some was a due factor. I think it's just amazing how, the home court can just switch things here in the NBA. With that said, you have to remember the first two games and how Cleveland really dominated. And it was kind of disappointing that they weren't able to win more by bigger margins in those games. But I didn't bet it yet, to be honest. I was kind of in Orlando's corner in this. But, boy, the way they got beat, and really Cleveland just shot like Orlando did the first two games. They couldn't make anything, 32-82, 8-34 from three. But, again, they look like much the better team the first two games. So lean that way. I'll probably get some sort of bet here on Cleveland on Saturday.
All right, walk us through the afternoon game. And you liked the Pacers and bet the Pacers to win the series. They went 4-1 against Milwaukee in the regular season. The one loss, freak had 64 against them. Couldn't make a shot in the first half of game one. Blew them out in game two. Had no answer for Siakam. We're up to six now. No answer for Siakam. Up to six. What are you hearing on Middleton? It doesn't sound good on Freak. Take us through game three and why you like the Pacers before the series started.
Well, I kind of missed the number in game one, to be honest. I wasn't right on it. Obviously, Giannis was announced out, so I didn't do much going into game one. It kind of worked out for me from that standpoint because I thought Indiana was a great bet in game two. I still had confidence that, you know, especially with Giannis out, I would say the soonest that guy would be back, and that would be maybe would be game seven. Those calf injuries are hard to come back from. Even after Lillard went off in game one, I mean, come on, Doc Rivers, the Bucks. Just no surprise what happened in game two, because, you know, from a defensive perspective, where's it going to come from this team? It was essentially Lillard going off and hitting crazy shots, and really the whole team did in that first game. So, Siakam's been a major problem here for Milwaukee, and they really don't have an answer for what they want to do defensively on him, and, you know, just the way this team plays with pace. So, Indiana seems like a really matchup problem for this Bucks team. I didn't, you know, obviously it's hard to come on and recommend laying six and a half here with Indiana, but expect this team to win the series.
Only 2 minutes left. Phoenix laying four tonight, their season on the line. You loved Minnesota. Mitch was concerned what happened, not only regular season, but that final meeting of the regular season when Phoenix went to Minnesota, beat them pretty good and talked trash. 3-0 in the regular season, outscored them by 47, led by double digits in every game. Why were you strong on Minnesota going in, and what do you think happens tonight with the Phoenix Suns season on the line?
It was one of those, Mitch, where I wondered what I was missing when Minnesota was an underdog in the series.
Well, and I agree with that. I thought the series price was ridiculous.
It's obviously it's easy to say that, but I've been coming on your show all year. I said I haven't liked this Phoenix team at all. And, you know, this Minnesota team is, they've really grown up. They've come a long way since last year. I mean, just tremendous. There's nowhere to go against this defense. And, you know, Booker has taken some criticism for the first two games, but, you know, he had a lot better shots last game, but I mean, that first game, he had nowhere to go. I mean, McDaniel's been a monster defensively. So, and, you know, let's be honest, Minnesota could lose their mind sometimes on offense, and it looks a little sketchy with that team. But with that said, you know, this is a Phoenix team. It just put this team together. Durant, Nurkic, Beal. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beal's almost played himself off the court. He's been so bad. With Booker really the only mainstay. With that said, so, and, you know, hey, I didn't bet this game. I mean, this is Phoenix home run game. If they're going to ever show up, it's going to be early, and they should win this game. But am I going to bet that? Am I going to count on that? Hopefully they don't. I mean, I'd like to see Minnesota beat them and get this over with. But I tell you what, this T-Wolves team is good. Offensively, it's going to be, you know, a little interesting. And, going back to the regular season, I wasn't worried because if you had to include what Phoenix did to Minnesota, you certainly had to remember Phoenix playing for everything and down 38-4 against the Clippers at home. So you got to look at that, too.
Oh, very true.
Yeah.
Great analysis as always, ER. Thanks for the time. Good luck tonight and this weekend.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend, guys.
Aaron Rennie, professional sports bettor, excellent on the NBA, ER Sports 1 on X. We'll recap last night's betting action, the draft and beyond. Win-lose next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
You can tweet, email the show, send in your tickets. If you cashed any big ones last night, Raiders to draft a tight end here at Circa, 100-1.
Anybody bet it that you know of?
Jared, who works here, got 65-1. Put 100 on it. I don't know why he would bet it, but good for him.
Wow.
How about that? He tweeted out the ticket. That is wild. Falcons to draft a quarterback was 65-1. Falcons to get Penix, also 100-1. What a way to start the draft within the first 15 picks. And it ties the record, 1983, with the six quarterbacks. Well, how about six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks? Daniels. Last week was $1.30 to go second. Got as high as 20,000. Penix, under 32.5. Over minus 190 to under plus 245, but then got as low as 21.5.
Yeah, that was
so
like
the draft position.
An hour before the draft started.
Yeah. Latham, 14.5 down to 10.5. And then heavily juiced to the under with all of it as he goes seventh. Not fifth, but okay, we'll take it. Exact order, first five picks. Paid $750. Broncos, first pick offense. Yes, plus 125. Cavs magic over. 199.5 up to 202.5 in Orlando. Plus one went off a 2.5-point favorite. Led by 43 in the game. I didn't think they had it in them. What a job by the Magic.
Did it change your mind about the series now at all?
I could see them. I could see it being a home team series. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was alarming what happened. They also started 0 of 9 for the game, couldn't make a shot. And then they just erupted the Sixers from 3.5 up to 5.5. Embiid with 50 as the Sixers saved their season with a big win and they cover. The A's plus 235 beat the Yankees. The Hurricanes, $1.50 up to 175, beat the Islanders. NHL playoffs, road teams have won 7 in a row now. And June 4th, clipped on FX. They showed the trailer yesterday. I'm excited.
What is it called?
Clipped. It's about Donald Sterling and the tapes and the fallout and what happened after the TMZ stuff. Ed O'Neill plays Donald Sterling.
Hey, I can see that.
Lawrence Fishburne is Doc Rivers.
Oh, totally.
Yep. They got the spray on hair as well. And Jackie Weaver, who is the mom in Silver Linings Playbook. No parlay. No. She's a ringer. A dead on, spot on. She plays Shelley Sterling.
Good name for a show, too.
Well, yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. Yep. Should be good. Lose some. Bears second pick. Tight end from 27-1 down to 4-1. Marvin Harrison over 4.5 plus 330. Went off plus 130. Latham to the Chargers, 30-1 down to 2-1. McCarthy under 5.5, minus 150 juice. White Sox lose again, 3-22. Second worst start to a season since 1903. One of the wins was against the Braves, which is wild.
You mean second worst for the White Sox?
No, for any all time. All time.
Baltimore, obviously.
All time, yep.
0-21 or?
Was it 18? I'll look. But that second worst start, first 25 games since 1903. Oh, it's bad. And the Lakers lose again. They had a nice lead against Denver. And the Nuggets took them out in the second half again. Russell was atrocious. The Lakers plus one went off a 2-point favorite. I'm not. I hate when people do this just because they want to like brag that they're at the game, whatever. But if you looked at the body language late in the game, it's not good.
No.
And that they've lost 11 in a row to the Nuggets. This is LeBron James, the Lakers. It's championship aspirations and title hopes. They're down 0-3 in the first round. I mean, this. I'll be shocked if they win Saturday. I really would.
Looks like 21 games to begin for the Orioles.
Okay.
1988.
Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. Thanks to Ace who sent this. Ace approves. I don't get it. He was out yesterday, and here's the guy. We talked about this Monday, but I know we have a friend, Tony, who's in delivery, and he says he likes to back in, but he'll never do it in a parking lot. The back end parking, and it happened again when I was coming into work here, and there's no one around the guy. It's like, what, do you have to make a quick getaway? But between the time and everything that has to go in it.
You were once a portly fellow.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Uh-huh.
Bosco here. Can you back in?
Okay. I would never dream of doing it.
I think there are two types of people who do this.
Okay.
One, the arrogance is off the charts. Two.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because they're like, look at me, I'm cool.
It is a look at me.
A lot of times it's like with a really nice car. You're right, it's by nobody else.
You should never do it in a parking lot and make people wait.
See, I do it only when cars are not around me a lot of times.
Okay.
Because to me, if I have to go in between two big trucks, it's way easier to back in at that point. And don't forget about this. I dread parking lots. I can't trust humanity. I don't know if people are going to be on their cell phones, dropping stuff, not paying attention. Looking out like this,
yeah,
not good. I don't know. So I want to be able to move like this, and I can see everything in front of me. Because how about people in parking lots who walk down the middle and they take their sweet ass time to never get that? Yeah, that's right. I want to run them over.
Yeah,
but I have to deal with that crap.
Yeah.
So to me, it's easier when I'm backed in and I can get out of there immediately.
Yep. Couple dog videos. As always, a couple lose some, keep them coming. Look at this guy here. He's digging. The dog is digging a hole in the dirt, and his buddy's behind him, and he's throwing it right in his face. It's like, little fella, you got to get up and move. You're going to get a bath here.
He's sitting there taking it.
Yeah, I know. The guy's digging a hole, and the other guy, he found a nice spot to hang out. It's coming right at him.
This used to happen all the time when I was growing up with our two dogs. Oh, Shelby. Yeah. Shelby used to do this to Kirby all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, I was...
Throw the
so
dirt
stupid.
In his face?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, and Kirby would not get out of the way.
I feel bad for this guy. He likes the cardboard box. He's playing, but it's like it's stuck on his head and he's running into the wall here. Like he wants to play and he's got the box, but then he can't see it. It's obstructing his... Oh! He walked into the car there.
Concussion.
Okay. Yeah. But it's... And then in the wall and then the car and the truck and then back into the wall. It's like, come on, big fella. I mean, you can't play with the cardboard box if that it blocks your view. Can't see him, big guy. Two bad beats. Padres $1.40. They led the Rockies 8-3 in the eighth. They blew it. And you're right. I had this under 6.5 wide receivers. Three of the last four picks are wide receivers to get to seven. And the last two, and then the trade, that everything went in it as well. Come on. Can't believe I lost that. Don't miss out on the NBA playoff action at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the association. Through the finals, DraftKings has you covered. Same game parlays, in-play betting, odds boost, so much more. All the props. Download this app and use code VSiN. New customers bet $5. Get 200 bonus bets instantly. Code VSiN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Great job, guys. What a night. 14 picks out of the gate, all offense.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Nope. And we tie the record with six quarterbacks, the 83 draft, and then the six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks. And then it took until 10 when we had our first trade. And then two 100-1 tickets cash. Bowers to the Raiders, Penix to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What a start. I would have said it's an all-timer just after the first hour and a half.
Oh, it was. And we never had a trade. But because of the Penix pick, it threw everything for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, up at DraftKings now, they have Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Again, Caleb Williams, 2-1 to win this award.
I'm with you on bettable.
I could not bet that right now.
August
30th, if he's 2-1.
Yeah.
I also looked on the board, though, some of these receivers and the spots where they went. where they might get a lot of play immediately and with good quarterbacks, by the way, although quarterbacks typically are the guys that you want to bet to win this award.
What's the 49er guy? Do you have that?
Pearsall's at least 80-1.
All right.
They are going to move, I think, well, we'll ask Michael Lombardi coming up in 5 minutes. Will the 49ers move Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel tonight?
Yes.
Kind of makes some sense. By the way, on that note, there's video now. I don't know where this was, but I'm looking at a tweet that Adam Schefter retweeted. CJ Stroud's reaction to the 49ers when they took Ricky Pearsall. He said, quote, "Bro, he's elite. I wanted him bad." End of quote, CJ Stroud. I mean, some of the catches that he came up with last year at Florida were otherworldly. That I can't get that one-handed catch like this out of my mind where he took shots from like two different defensive players and he still brought the ball in.
Well, Ayuk could be a Patriot today. I thought it was going to happen yesterday, but that could get done as well.
How about Deebo Samuel, a Buffalo Bill after tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? So we will run it down. Michael Lombardi is going to join the program coming up next. We'll get into scenarios for tonight, but also we'll get his reaction to the Falcons selecting Michael Penix 8th overall. We'll play him the Terry Fontenot audio, the GM of the Falcons. If he has to sit 4 or 5 years, that's a good thing. Whew, oh boy, that's coming up here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. We're live downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, joined now by VSiN host Michael Lombardi, front office executive for many, many years in the NFL. His podcast, The GM Shuffle, and he was doing the draft coverage here on VSiN last night live when it started. Thanks for popping on early today. How are you?
It's all good. That's great. Yeah, good to be here.
Thank you.
What was your live reaction to the 8th pick overall? It's the biggest talking point. It's going to be a major talking point for a long time in the Falcons taking Michael Penix.
Well, like I tweeted out, I said, you know, now I can understand why Belichick didn't finish in the top three in their coaching search because they're on a different level than everybody else. Look, I think one of the things you have to always understand in a draft is where does the player fit? And how many plays could we get out of this player over the next 4 years? Plays. I'm not talking about starts. Plays. So when you take a quarterback after you've just given one $90 million and have a no-trade clause in the contract, like this guy's not going to play unless an injury occurs. And look, I'm all for Michael Penix. I like Michael Penix. The Raiders tried to trade up to get Michael Penix, but obviously they couldn't do it. The reality of it is it's a luxury item. This is 2 years in a row now the Falcons have picked the luxury item. Last year they picked Bijan Robinson. Now, what people don't talk about is Bijan, if you look last season, Algier the year before averaged 5 yards a carry. Bijan didn't average as much, and Algier had gained 1,000 yards. So they got this luxury item that they didn't need. They've needed a three technique for the last 2 years. They passed Jalen Carter, and they passed Murphy in the draft. So their idea of team building is probably why Belichick and them didn't click in the interview.
The timing's hilarious. You're the only guy that's quoted in that ESPN.com article after, you know, we do things a certain way, and, you know, Bill's, he's arrogant.
Well, we know who was
it. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, we know Fontenot was the guy quoted in that. Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to figure that out. I mean, that's, who do you think? I mean, it's funny. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and one of the, an NBA coach was saying, I mean, how dumb do you look when you announce he doesn't even make it in the top three? You know, this would be like me trying to interview doctors for Harvard Medical School. Like, I have no expertise. Fontenot, I call him Super Bowl winning GM Fontenot. He's won 21 games in 3 years. Could you imagine him interviewing Bill Belichick and deciding whether Belichick's qualified or not? I think it's the other way around, right? And I think that's what happens. And so people get intimidated. And Kaiser Sose McKay, who operates behind the scenes, you know, he wanted Raheem Morris from the very get-go. From the very get-go, that was the guy. Everybody in the league knew that's what he wanted. And if he was going to prevail, and of course, since he's the executor of the will for Arthur Blank, he obviously prevailed.
Well, also taking the shiny toy, it, not only what happened last year, then you got a backup. It was London. And before that, it was Pitts. So again, they're going offense, 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 offense. And then your reaction to this, Fontenot was asked about the pick and Penix. And then his answer about, well, if, you know, if it's 4 or 5 years, so be it.
At the end of the day, if you believe in a player at that position, because if we're all sitting here a few years from now, whenever it is, and this guy's playing pretty good for somebody, regardless of the situation, regardless of you sit back and look back, then and we pass him up, you can't do that. If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's just as simple as if you see a guy that you believe in at that position, you have to take him.
That to me is doubling down, tripling down, and making it 10 times worse. I can't believe he said those words.
I can't either. But look, this is the same general manager that didn't want anything to do with Lamar Jackson. And put out a press release that said they weren't interested in Lamar Jackson. They had the audacity to put out a press release to say we're not interested in the guy. Okay, so how do you take anything he says and believe he knows what he's doing in terms of team building?
Penix is going to be 24.
This is a guy who's won 21 games in 3 years. They've been 7-10 for the last 3 years, and they blamed everything on Arthur Smith. Everything's on Arthur Smith. And so to me, this is just a classic example. You're going to take Michael Penix, and then and Kirk Cousins, you built your team around Cousins. You gave him $90 million. But this is really where owners should make a difference, right?
Okay.
The owners should be able to ask him, Terry, why would we do this, and explain to me the pathway on how this guy becomes the face of our franchise? You can't have, the one position you can't have is two quarterbacks, right? It's like having two Rolexes. You can't wear them both, right? And you can't interchange them. So I think to me, this is just a classic example of a guy not really qualified to be in the job. Most people thought he was going to get fired when Arthur Smith went out of there. But Kaiser Sose McKay wants him in that job so he can control it. Remember, the NFL is all about control, behind the scenes control, right? So where they don't get blamed. I mean, last night it was beautiful. Last night, if you look at the Patriots draft room, you did not see Jonathan Kraft. He wasn't in the pictures, but he's in the play.
Okay. Yeah. You don't give Cousins a heads up. That's another one. Well, and then people you're talking to, though, when did this love affair happen?
I think what this love affair happened about in Los Angeles. See, I said this on my podcast. I've said it on my show that Zach Robinson, when he was in Los Angeles, that I thought the Rams were a potential landing spot for Michael Penix because he fit what they did offensively. So this love affair started about there in Los Angeles, and it carried over. And so to me, no problem. If you love Penix, no problem. Okay. Why put $90 million into Cousins? Just draft Penix at 9 and 8 and go with it. To me, that's the much better play.
Yeah.
That's the much better play. You've got Taylor Heinicke. This kid's 24 years old. He's played a lot of football in his career. He could easily walk into your offense and start day one. He's not Drake May, who's a project. And you can't tell me that in February or March, you didn't think you would get Penix at 8. Everybody, Penix, look at his numbers. His numbers were 34 and a half for a while.
Yeah.
It shot down to 30. I mean, everybody thought Penix was a 2. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true, but that's just what the betting market thought. So if you want to draft Penix, there's no problem with that. I support you wholeheartedly. But why sign Cousins?
Exactly.
Why put $90 million into Cousins on a guarantee? Why get yourself filed for tampering charges, which you know you clearly did, and you're going to lose a draft pick next year?
That too.
Why go through all that? Just draft Penix.
So that 100-1 ticket cashes early. How about another one? What do you think of the Raiders taking Bowers?
Well, look, this is what I love the most, and I get criticized for this because I said this about Antonio Pierce. He screams the Raider way, the Raider way, the Raider way. They have nobody in that draft room has any idea about the Raider way, and it's really obvious. So ask yourself this question. What would Al Davis have done last night? Al Davis would have drafted the best defensive lineman on the board or the best offensive lineman on the board. That's what Al Davis would have done. He would have loved Brock Bowers, but it's a luxury pick. They got Michael Mayer. Okay, not that Michael Mayer is going to be a great player. Look, Brock Bowers is a great player. They can't block anybody. They've got Colton Miller, and then they got four guys. They have a 6-foot quarterback who has to have protection inside. He has to have good guards. Cody Whitehair is on his last leg. Dylan Parham was a guy that they wanted to play at center. They weren't going to sign Andre James, but they signed James back, and now they have to play Parham at left guard, which he's not a left guard. He's a better center than he is. They can't block anybody. Say they draft – okay, let's not say they didn't draft – they don't draft the guard. Let's say they draft Murphy, the three technique, to go along with Christian Wilkins, and now you've got Tyree Wilson, first-round pick. You got Murphy, first-round pick. You got Wilkins, first-round pick, and you got Max Crosby, a defensive player of the year.
That's pretty good.
Now you got a front four that's really
intimidating.
Let's see how we move the ball on them. Yep. That's how you beat Patrick Mahomes, with a front four that can rush four guys. Brock Bowers isn't beating Patrick Mahomes. And that's all Al Davis would have focused on, is how do we beat Patrick Mahomes? And adding Brock Bowers wasn't going to do that.
Okay, so take us behind the scenes then, as a guy who obviously involved in the front office and drafts for many, many, many years. We've heard this, you know, narrative often, for 30 plus years. Is it the biggest need or the best player available? I think we could probably agree that based on Brock Bowers and his career at Georgia, he may have been one of the best players in the draft.
No question.
So what is that conversation like back and forth? Like, okay, here you go. Brock Bowers slid to 13. He's the best player available, but...
But we have this. But also, there's other players that are available too that we need in the off. We need team building.
So the need would be over.
Well, we need offensive linemen. Yeah. We can't block anybody unless we can get them to count to five Mississippi. We got no chance. I mean, we're not getting the ball to Bowers. You know, we're not going to get the ball to Devontae Adams. I mean, they have really good skill now, right? I mean, Zaire White's going to be their back, but they have, you know, they'll be a 12 team with Jacoby Myers and Devontae. But how are they going to get the ball to him? Don't tell me Aiden O'Connell. I've seen that last year. That's not going to happen. And so they can't protect. If you can't protect, how are you throwing the ball? It's like the Bears, okay? Look, I think Odunze is a good player. The Bears need a three technique. The Bears need another rusher to go with Sweat. They need a front seven player to play their scheme. They take another receiver. How many plays is Odunze going to play next year? Are you taking Keenan Allen off the field? Are you taking DJ Moore off the field? Are you just going to be an 11 personnel team? Now, we know this. The Buffalo Bills have tried to be an 11 personnel team. And it doesn't work. You can't work in Chicago with the cold, with the wind and the rain. You got to have some power in your offensive line. You got to be able to run the ball. Hard to run it out of 11 all the time, because that means your slot receiver's got to block a corner. That's a hard thing to do. Ask Buffalo. That's why they drafted Kincaid in the first round.
How about what Peyton saw in Knicks? What'd you think of this?
You look, I
30 seconds till break.
Well, you were saying this all for a long time.
I think, to me, I trust Sean Payton's evaluation of quarterbacks, and I challenge anybody who thinks they can evaluate better than Sean Payton. I really do. I mean, I hate to be as blunt about it. Would I have drafted Knicks without Sean Payton? No. But if I was sitting next to Sean Payton, knowing that he can develop quarterbacks, I think you got to sign off on it. And the other thing, he's all in on it. I mean, he is all in on it, and so he's going to make it work.
We'll continue with Michael Lombardi coming up next. Other thoughts on the draft? What's going to happen tonight? Who do the Bills go for right away to begin the second round? Could they trade potentially with the 49ers? Does he think Ayuk and or Samuel could be on the move tonight? That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Everything you need, everything you want, VSiN.com. Humans won 18-3 with the draft bets and picks. best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, betting tools, betting guides. Get up there now. And we got the playoffs. 7 games today, NHL, NBA, with a day game with Indiana, Milwaukee, VSiN.com. The great Michael Lombardi joins us in studio. You wrote about this on the website. So McCarthy and the Giants, it was a total smokescreen, the Giants.
Well, McCarthy went on Rich Eisen's show.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl and said the team that spent the most time with them were the Giants. And what I said on the show last night was that's really irrelevant. Like every player thinks they're spending the most time with them because you're just trying to get to know them. And it was always Drake May for the Giants because mm-hmm. here's why. And I wrote about this a month ago in VSiN Online. The Giants, what often happens is when you've had success with a certain player, you tend to gravitate towards that player again. So we know Brian Daboll, we know Joe Shane, both in Buffalo. They were there when they drafted Josh Allen. Everybody, including the kid himself, Drake May, sees himself as Josh Allen. That's who he sees himself. That's who he models himself after. And so they saw Josh Allen and Drake May. That's who they wanted. And they couldn't get up there. Because here's why they couldn't get up there. They couldn't get up there because not that the Patriots wouldn't have traded. The Patriots obviously loved May. The Patriots would have taken McCarthy. The problem was they couldn't know what was going to happen at 4. If somebody came up to get McCarthy at 4 and they're sitting there at 6, they end up with no quarterback that they want. So they kind of were locked in. So they could have traded 3 to, let's say they trade 3 to the Giants, but then they were going to have to trade 6 to 4 and see how that worked out before they could make the deal. And that became a little bit too complex. And so it became a problematic. But look, the Giants have been they spent a zillion dollars on every quarterback. The Falcons did too. We knew, even before Schefter wrote that report, we knew the Falcons worked out every single quarterback. But I thought they were going to be in the Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt category, not in the Michael Penix category. And so, but the Giants did too, and they come away with no quarterback. Same thing with the Raiders. They come away with no quarterback. I mean, the Raiders wanted Penix. They tried to manipulate the whole Jaden Daniels, I don't want to go to Washington. That was coming from the agent for Daniels because he's very close with Antonio Pierce and Marvin Lewis mm-hmm. from their mm-hmm. Arizona State. They were trying to see if they could get that, and Washington didn't budge.
Okay, so the Buffalo Bills are picking first tonight to kick off the second round. There were rumblings last night that the 49ers were trying to move Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel for like a mid-first round pick. The feedback was, yeah, that's not going to happen. So they did not trade one of those players. And then obviously the team that was connected the most, I think, was Buffalo. Is there anything to this? Do you think the Niners move off? And what do you think the Bills do tonight?
So, for me, I think Debo would be the guy they're going to trade more than it's going to be Ayuk.
Cool.
Because Debo is in a middle-of-the-field receiver. I love Debo. Debo's great. Debo can't line up outside the numbers. Debo's an inside the receiver. He's a running back playing wide receiver. That's really what he is. And he's really good at it. Don't get me wrong. He's awesome at it. But he doesn't really – you need to have an X outside of him. I think that would be – and I said this on my podcast. That would be the guy. But, look, here's what I think people don't understand. Everybody says you should trade him for a pick. The pick becomes a player. The pick becomes a player. So are you trading Debo for the top pick in the second round? Who's that player? Who is that player? It's not going to be, the value is not going to be there. So you can't make that deal, right? And you can't make that deal. And so you've got to be able to. Now, Debo's under contract. They could trade him. Ayuk is under contract because they picked up his 5th year. So he's under contract. You could trade him. Whereas T. Higgins, all these T. Higgins rumors, he's getting traded. You can't trade T. Higgins. He hasn't signed his tender. So, you got to look at that. To me, if there's a trade, would you trade Debo for T. Higgins? That would be a trade I think that would be enticing to the 49ers because T. Higgins can line up on the outside, right? That would be something that would be interesting. And then Debo would be a player under contract at a relatively cheaper number. Whether Cincinnati would do that or not, I don't know. But since he's got to sign, they have to sign, they have to sign their great receiver. So I don't think it happens. I really just don't. Because the value isn't there. I mean, the value at the once Odunze went off the board, and I'm not saying the Niners liked Odunze, but there wasn't another receiver that you could say, this guy's a plug-and-play, 800-play guy who's going to replace 17.3 yards per attempt next year for us.
And I don't think you can just assume that if they were to trade one of those guys, Ricky Pearsall, I like, he's not going to replace Ayuk or Samuel immediately.
Not next year. It's
not
too hard.
Year, yeah.
It's too hard. They're hoping to get some contributions. And so, look, the Niners, you know, the Niners need an outside receiver. They need Ayuk more than they need anybody because they have a lot of guys that can attack the middle of the field.
Well, there were a lot of reports yesterday, Patriots, Ayuk. And that's not going to happen? Or can that
– Well, if they trade for him, who are you getting back? See, people say, well, you get a one back. No, the one becomes a name. Who is the player I'm getting back for him? And in this draft, there was no other receiver that you could say, okay. Like, for example, the 49ers decided to trade DeForest Buckner, okay? They traded him to the Colts for a first-round pick. Mm. They basically traded Greenlaw for Buckner. Greenlaw's cheaper contract. They got a cheaper player. They thought they got the same player. What happened? They didn't. All right. The name becomes the player. You got to figure that out. And so in this draft, when you're sitting there looking at your board, which is the perfect time to do it, who are we? What is the value here? And if they can get a multitude of picks, maybe they do it. I just think they want to keep Ayuk. I think that's they need Ayuk. They need an outside receiver.
What you mentioned him earlier, but where are you at with Pratt and Rattler and the other tier of quarterbacks?
I think there's a huge drop off. I think those are all going to be Saturday picks.
Yep.
I mean, Spencer Rattler is 6 feet tall. He runs 5'2". Like, where's that going? I mean, really, where's that going? I mean, Spencer Rattler's a really good player, smart, knows how to play the game, but God didn't give him a lot of skills to play the game.
The Lions and the Cowboys made a trade last night. I love what the Lions did. And by the way, I think that they've crushed the draft now in like previous years. Here you have Terry and Arnold. All the defensive players dropped last night.
Yeah, they did.
So you're staring at how about the Eagles had their pick of the litter at cornerback, which is like, what? Are you serious?
I thought they would be a candidate to trade with the Broncos. You know, Broncos go to – I knew the Broncos had a really interest in Knicks, but I thought they'd pick him at 22 and flip.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Eagles could get Mitchell, who's really the best pure cover man here. Arnold, if you watch Alabama tape, Mitch, Alabama, Nick Saban loves to play man-to-man, loves it. That's what he wants to play all the time. But last year, he didn't. Because I don't think he felt Kool-Aid, who's not really in great physical shape, or Arnold were pure man-to-man guys. They could play man, but you couldn't play 90% man. And so I think that's why the Alabama corners have slipped a little bit, because even Nick himself wasn't playing man. But for Detroit, who plays a lot of cover two, who wants to play cover two, who will play match man coverage, Arnold fits more. He fits in because he played in the next system with Aaron Glenn. And look, they traded for Carlton Davis. They got a good corner there. You know, they've improved their back end of their defense. Yeah. And I like with the fact that, you know, they've signed their good players. They haven't rushed to sign Goff. I mean, think about it. You know, they haven't rushed to sign Goff, whereas Denver, they couldn't wait to sign Wilson. Detroit's been patient with Goff.
Yep. So then, okay, you like that the way it sounds. The Cowboys then getting out of 24 back to 29 and getting Guyton, the offensive lineman. What do you think of their offseason in general at this point?
Well, it's really going to be hard. I think the 9.5 unders are a good play for the Cowboys because I don't think – I said this all last year. I think the Cowboys overachieved. They didn't underachieve last year. I think that offensive line's been a problem, including the right tackle steal. That's when they go on the road. They struggle to block on the road. They struggle to block Philly on the road last year. So I think it's going to be a hard offseason. They still don't have a running back. They got to get a running back. They need a lot of things, and there's not enough picks to get all those things. And if you're counting on the draft to make your team better next year, that's a hard thing to count on.
I thought Belichick was great last night.
Did
and
you?
He's going to be awesome with the media and how he breaks down tape and everything. Do you think he's going to coach again, or what's?
I mean, so.
You see these guys around the league. It's like
I don't know how he doesn't coach. I mean, would you rather have Robert Saleh or Bill Belichick?
I mean, I'm going to ask you, seriously. But it doesn't make sense. Though.
You're
never going to have a warm conversation with the guy. Oh, or he's arrogant. I mean, the stuff and the timing again with the ESPN piece. It's just like, what's wrong with these people?
Well, people are intimidated in the league. The league is, and I've said this the league is protect your desk. They'll do everything to protect your desk. That's what happened in Atlanta. They weren't going to let him in the building. You know, Chris Olsen, their cap guy, he doesn't want to have offseason workouts. That takes too much work to negotiate it in. So when Belichick said, I need offseason workouts in, that became a problem. Yeah. Well, the Atlanta way, just for the record here, the Atlanta way hasn't been very good. We know that.
7-10, I know.
Well, what'd you make of the Jets?
I think the Jets did the right thing. They had to take an offensive line.
Yeah?
Look,
okay.
Tyron Smith at $6.5 million and then a bunch of incentives. The guy can't play 17 games. Morgan Moses, can he play? The Jets got in trouble. The last thing you want to be is where the Raiders are, which is tackle poor. You can't be tackle poor. You got to have offensive linemen. If you're going to be able to go on the road and win, remember this, bad lines don't travel. bad lines, yeah. and the Raiders have a bad line. The Jets had a bad line. Now, maybe this kid will give them some depth. I think what Pittsburgh did, too, they just keep replacing. They have two number ones now in the draft in their offensive line. Arthur Smith, they'll run the football there next year.
All right. Great job. That was an awesome 30 minutes. You're fired up today. I know you have the Lombardi line coming up. Are you guys doing another GM shuffle?
We're doing one at 10, right after we've done this. Show? Right after the show when you guys are out. We're going to do one. Yeah, we got to recap it. We got to talk about that. How the Atlanta Falcons and their mysterious, how they build teams. It's going to be a book.
How many F-bombs today?
Oh, man. They drive me crazy. Their arrogance about this whole thing drives me crazy.
They invented football.
They don't have any rings. There's not one ring. You can't find a Super Bowl ring in that town.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.